We are up to that Mem Amud Aleph. Zwei Punten, the two dots. We learn. So we have the case of here, Ban Apotrufis, we had a Machlekes. If the Apotrufis, executor of the state, if he is responsible for a tam, or he just takes care of it, and when it gets to move, that's when they start taking over. And the other question was, who pays? One opinion is Apotrufis himself pays, eventually he gets reimbursed when these children grow up, or we go directly to the state of the children. Talmud, we learn apotrufus. This apotrufus, if the animal is a muid, mishalmi minu aliyah, like any other muid, you collect from the estate, from the yisaimim, or from his estate, but ein mishalmin koifer. But when an animal kills a human being, and a muid, you pay koifer. When it comes to a tam, we had a machlekes if you pay chatzi koifer, half a koifer or not. But when it comes to a muid, that's everyone agrees you pay. The Taylor said, if you pay for Yushas of Love, you have to pay, like it's like ransom money or blood money, whatever they want to call it. About Truva, he doesn't have to pay that. Now, why not? Is that ransom money? Pay for Napsha, Taylor calls it. It's more like blood money. We'll soon see. It's blood money or whether it's part of money.
How do we view it? How do you assess how much it is?
On a slave market. Everything's a slave market. Man Tane, who is the author? Kufra Kapor. The author must be the one who says that. What's the question? What is the purpose of this ransom money? Is it ransom money or blood money? Is it that you know that you killed somebody and life has a value to it, so you have to reimburse the family for their loss? Is that what it is? So compensate them for the loss, or is it for myself a kapara to atone for what I did? So therefore, I have to pay. Now, if the vote is kapara, it makes sense. Why in this case there's no kapara? Because the yasmin lab like upon you, they don't need a kapara. They're younger kids, they don't need a kapara. So if you learn that it's a kapara, it makes sense why this muid doesn't pay kapara. But if you learn it's mammon, then who cares if the owners are yisaimim? You need to pay compensation to the family. So it must be that the author of this halacha is as kapara. Who is that author? Amr Abchizah, Rabbi Shmuel, Benoish, Rabbi Yechem Bruki. That's Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Rabbi Yechem Bruki. What's the story? The time we learn, V'nosan pidyon and nafsha, you should give the pidyon of your own nefesh, the mazik. So who's nafsha? His nefesh or my nefesh? The main nizik, it means the value of the life of the victim. Rabbi Shmuel, Benoish, Rabbi Yechem Bruki, Amar, the main mazik, the value of the person who perpetrated the crime. L'cheide, what's the basis of this machlek? Is my labba ha'kamifni. Rabbanon said, Rabbanon hold that kufra is mamainu, that the whole it's mammon, I mean, you gotta pay the value of the nizik. And Rabbi Shmuel, Benoish, Rabbi Yechem Bruki, so kufra is a kapara. And because kufra is a kapara, so who needs a kapara? The mazik, so you have to take his value.
So what the honor of the Hema would be if it's kufra?
Yeah, the mazik.
But the
Hema
is the mazik.
No, but the only Hema is the mazik, yeah. Omer, no, that's not the Hema. Could be the kuli alma kufra kaparu. Maybe everyone agrees that kufra is a kapara. No, kufra is a kapara. Why would the Rabbanon hold the main nizik? A technicality. Even this kapara, the kapara has to revolve around the value of the victim. And what's going on? Yeah, my time. What's the svara? Why? Okay, the svara. We don't need a svara. I mean, we don't need a pasuk. It's a svara. If I'm giving a kapara for the actions that I did, then I have to give my value to the base of Migdash. But if it's a kapara, why would you do the value of the Migdash? That nemra, it says here, shisa lemata, the nemra shisa lemaila. It says later on, by the woman, it says if you knock out her children, you have to pay the may vladas, and there it says yoshis. And over there, we're talking about the value of the vladas, what they were worth. So over there, we're talking about the domainis. And over here, it says that again, kaifa yushas olav, shisa lemaila. Is Mala Halon Bidanizik? Just like over there, we're talking about valuing the Mavel others. Avkan Bidanizik. Here too, we value the Nizik. It's like Zayashov. And Abi Yishmael Benoisha Abi Yechelim and Bruker. What does he say? So he holds Vinosan Pidyon Nafshiksim. Says the Pasuk clearly, you should give the Pidyon of your Nefesh. Whoever is giving it, his Nefesh. So therefore, it's the Mazik. But Rabbanan says, you're right. In Pidyon Nafshiksim, that's not right. True, whose kapara is it? It's for the kapara of the mazik, but how much money do you give me? Because of this exerish of Rashi. Rashi, right in the middle of the page, the damages, the last word of the line is the ain't. But you kill the person. But the nizik shaymin and the gufa shal meis and the victim's body of a hachi mechaper mazik, and that is how the mazik is mechaper. Nemrashis, so the maila linya to mevel others kasha yoshis olav balisha whatever they says. But nemrashis, so the matzah b'muach shaymis im koyfe yushis olav. Okay, think about it. Mishabeach le rova le Rab Nachman. Rava is praised for Rab Nachman, but Rab Acha by Yaakov. About a person called Rab Acha by Yaakov. We had him a number of times in the Shas that he was very, very particular, and he was very. The Adon Gadol, Rava said to Rab Nachman, "I want you to Rab Acha by Yaakov. He's a great man. He's very smart." When he comes by you, have you uliyadi? Bring him to me. I want to talk to him. When Rab Acha by Yaakov came to Rab Nachman, it's not clear who said to who, but we're going to assume that Rab Nachman is saying to Rab Acha by Yaakov. Rab Acha by Yaakov is a guest. Rab Nachman, who is the one who asked Rab Acha, come here. Rab Nachman is now talking. Nachman, Rab Acha by Yaakov, boy minoy milzu, ask me any question you want. I want to see who you are. What kind of guy you are? Okay. So Rab Acha by Yaakov said, you ask for it. Here you go. Boy minoy, I'll ask you a question. You have to pay koifer because it's a kapora. So let me ask you a question. Shoyle shel shnei shutfin. A shoyle that had two owners. Kaitin mishalma koifer. And killed somebody. How do you pay koifer? There's two choices. Either each one pays half the koifer, so the total amount, the aggregate, is the full koifer. Or each one pays the full koifer. How do we view this? Mishal, do we say, we have option A. Mishalam high koifer, the high koifer, then the guy pays koifer, pay koifer. Comes out that the victim families are receiving koifer him. Koifer echer, rachman, rachman, koifer. The Torah says that you should give koifer pinyan avshay. Not two koifer him. So how come this family is now getting two koifer him? Right? It says, im koifer, you shas olav. If it's one koifer, you're going to get two. Can't be. No, vas, each one gives half. So even though mitzad the nizik, it makes sense. Now he's getting one koifer, but it says in the pasuk you got to give koifer, and they're giving only half a koifer. What kind of kapar is that? The high chatzik koifer, chatzik koifer, shalom.
But if the kapar arose out of something, you only have half responsibility.
Sorry.
If the kapar arose out of an action, well, you only got half responsibility.
No, so what? But Taylor, but we didn't know it's a kapar. The Taylor says the only kapar is if you give a koifer, the value of the person. How you know? Would you know that half a koifer does anything? You got half a kamachatas, it's garnish bread. You got to do a kapara. So mitzad the nizik to give two. No, we're over here a conundrum. What do you do there? Which either way can't work. Yeah, taste. Look at taste. Taste. How come a chat you can have two shutim or chatas? Oh, sorry. Taisa says the din is if two people carry together on Shabbos in a case where ze einu yochol, the din is they're both chayiv. If v'shegi chayiv chatas, so what do they do? They don't both bring the chatas together. Each one brings their own chatas. So we see, but each one needs a full kapara. What's the big deal over here? So Taisa says an interesting thing. Taisa says, since the chatas ends up with the beis hamikdash, we're not makpid if you bring two chatas, but koifer which goes to another person, why should he benefit twice?
Because the
what hurts me is when you make money. I don't care if I lose a court case, but if you're going to win, that I can't take. It's interesting vote of taste. So when it comes to this, the hedges ends up with two kabanas, big deal. But why should the victim family get twice, two punishments? But you only got one person died, we pay for two people.
Yeah, because the one person died is more than enough.
Okay, but why should we pay for two people? Whatever one person is worth, they
pay. Pay for even six. Something like that. No, it's a terrible thing.
Yeah, but Taylor says this is the law. Okay. This is the law.
The issue is it's your behavior that you didn't.
That's right, you didn't do it.
Watch out for.
Properly.
You didn't watch out for.
No, you should have watched out for.
Okay, so that's why you're paying. That's why you're paying for the death. But one more than that. So you're paying the value that they've lost.
Anyway, Taisa says that this whole thing about a half is only a problem if it's a kapora. If it's mammon, no big deal. Each one gives half, the guy gets a total. Because it's a kapora, if the Taisa says this is, we don't know what the kapora is. The Taisa says the kapora is paying the value of the nizik. So therefore, l'cheilah, the only time is if you pay the full value of the nizik. If I'm going to share it with somebody else, how do I know it's a kapora? So then Taisa asks, that we learned before, there's an opinion that says that by a tam you pay chatzi kofer. So we see chatzi kofer is a kapora. Says Taisa, but there, that's what the Taita wanted you to pay. Sachakal chatzi kofer. So the Taita is telling you that's the kapara by a tam. Here the Taita says the only kapara for a muad is paying the full amount. If I don't pay half, how does that work? The kapara to me is a personal thing. It doesn't help me that he gave half. How does it help my kapara? That's why the Gemara is a conundrum. Sorry.
The existence of a shutfin doesn't
But not when it comes to kapara. Kapara is very, it's meat. Shutva is an outcome. So the outcome is we'll pay the family maybe each on half. But when it comes to meat, fine. Anya kapara, what does it help me? What you did to you. Anya my kapara. So what do we do?
I can't, well, I should only do half of the other.
What is half a shmir? What do you mean?
No, because in other words, if you're saying that you should only pay half, it means you're only giving you half responsibility. Half responsibility doesn't mean.
What do you have to do? You're totally responsible. Let's say you shoot for him and that night it was in his house and he let the door open. I'm still responsible. It's my animal.
Exactly.
Even though he's the one who's supposed to watch it.
Exactly. So you can't have this concept of half responsibility.
Yeah, but nobody said that.
So therefore,
nobody said that. What does kafir have to do with responsibility? Kafir is a kapara for what you did. A kapara for what you did. We're going to put the animal down anyway. So you're going to lose the money anyway. You're killing the animal. But now we have to have a kapara. So kapara is a very personal thing. But because the kapara ends with an izik, so we have a problem. Inside the nizik, he only deserves one kapara. Inside the mazik, each one needs their own kapara. So what do we do here? That's the question. Okay. Hi, Chatzikayver. Give me all my chamar. Look, Chatzikayver. At the Yosef of Kamaim, by what of Nachman sitting there and breaking his head, trying to work out a good answer for this. Only Rabbi Chayaka was on a roll. You know what? I have another question for you. So now we learn Chayove Erkin. The din is, if somebody has to bring karma chatas, we the bezin doesn't, the kohenim don't intervene. They allow you to do it because they know you're going to bring it to base immediately. The earliest possible opportunity. You want to get a kapara. But when a person makes a promise of an erech that he's going to do something, we don't wait. We actually force you. No, we force you. We take a mashkin from you because we know that people are slack and they, by the time they get around to it, so we're going to push you in a situation we have to. Yeah, but they erech ala, yeah. Chayav erechin, me mashkin leisan, we take a mashkin from them and we force them. But chayav chatois vashom is aim me mashkin leisan, we don't force them. My question is, in this case of here, where a guy is chayv kofrin from one person to another, but it's really a form of a carbon, it's a kapara, my. Do we intercede or not? Do we say, kivin de kaparu, since the role of the kofrin is, who cares who ends up? Well, the role is to be a kapara, which is like a carbon, is kechatas v'ashen dami, therefore, machmer chomer olayu, people take it very seriously, v'loy boy mashkune, there's no point for us to intervene and to make a mashkin, take a mashkin, who left will do the right thing. I do, but perhaps even the lechavrei who did buy meisale, since it ends up with his chaver the money, psychologically people think that this is what a chayva have him. What do people normally do with chayvas? They leave it for the last minute. So therefore, bezin should intervene and take a mashkin. The moinu v'loy legvayu v'loy chomrulei, and people do not take it seriously. Or buy a mashkuni, we got to do a mashkin. Inami or do we say? No, I'm talking about now.
No, but he's saying since the
Erkin is. We definitely take a mask from him. Erkin goes to money, goes to base
immediately.
That's right. So the Hegel is. Talking about the Kaifa. Or you know me, or Kivan, the Hulay Chote, or do we say, even if he learns the Kapar and everything else, since he didn't personally sin? His animal did. He doesn't take it as seriously. If he ate today by mistake and he has to go with chatas, he takes it very seriously. The earliest opportunity he has, he'll bring him karma chatas. Over here, Isachakl, his animal committed this crime. And even though he needs a kapara, he doesn't feel the same need. He doesn't feel that he actually does anything seriously wrong. He doesn't take it seriously. And therefore he needs, Bezin should intervene here as well. Omer of Nachma said, Shafkan, leave me alone. He's staggered with Kamais. I'm still stuck with the first question he asked me. I'm still locked in there. What are you going to ask more questions? What makes me up more? I'm all befuddled. A little guy with a cane creeping in. Yeah, exactly. Okay, Rashi, Kesha Shalom, Kofi, Bishlam, and Zikin, Hai Palgam, Shalom, Hai Palgam, Shalom, Zahazik, Nikokar, but the main thing is, he has to end up with it. Hai Motilay, Nezik Shalom, and he's getting a full Nezik. Ava Kufra Kapara, the Maziku, the purpose is a Kapara of the Mazik, but Tavaya Kapara, boy, each one is a full Kapara, the Chatzik, Kofi, the Mechapa, half is going to be the Mashkin, I say, Gizbar Hegi, the Gabbe, based on Migdash, Kivin, the Lav, the Kapara, Osi, Mashile, because you don't need it for atonement, you delay. Since you need a kapara, people don't delay. He's targeted by Kamaisa, who's gardi, and lamti, but I'm locked in and I'm quiet. From the first one, I'm so stuck. Don't stop asking me questions. It's a pity because we'd have heard more questions and we have more Gemara here.
Does say that he can give
the
second person to give the money to
make the kofer. Which question are you talking about? The second or first? The two
shots,
who should pay the kofer?
The Torah
doesn't say a kofer gives you. Where do you find that that called a kapara? Yeah, the Torah says the kapara is you got to give it to the nizik. Okay, another cryptic braisa. We learned Sho'alu b'cheskes tam, you borrowed money. A shomer borrowed an animal, and he was under the understanding that it was a tam, and nobody told him otherwise. Turned out to be after he got it, it caused damage, and he finds it afterwards that in fact it's a mu'ed, and he got to pay full damages. Is Baili Mishal Min Chatzi. Nezik Mishal Mishal Min Chatzi Nezik. They both have to pay half. He thought it was a tam, so he paid as a tam anyway, you have to pay half. But the Baili have to pay for that because it didn't reveal to him. Had the Baili told the Shoyalim, the Shoyalim take full responsibility. Because we'll learn later in the last Mishnah here that the Shoyalim take over, all the Shoyalim take over the responsibility, the Tachas Baili. But over here, he didn't tell them. So therefore, you pay half and I'll pay half. So the Gemara. Next case, that's case number one, which we're soon going to dissect. Case number two, who had the base shoyl? What about if it actually came a mu'ed in the shoyl's house? In other words, he knocked the gourd a couple of times. The hechzirei lebailim, and then the shoyl returns to the bailim. Bailim mishal mechatzah, in the future, it reverts back to a tam. And just like we had before, machlek is if reshus mishan or not. It looks like it goes back to its original state. And it becomes a tam. Or we'll see maybe another svara later that nothing to do with reshus mishana, but rather the owner can say, you had no right to turn my animal. You were slack. It wasn't your animal. You didn't care for it. Why should it be a mu'ed? I'll take care of my animal, make sure it's not going to do any damage.
So the reshus changes over if it goes from one way to the other, but nothing.
We had a machlekes yesterday, if reshus mishana or not. The machlekes is totally as follows.
But to the shoyl, that's not considered reshus.
We'll see later, maybe it's not because the shoyl represents the boss. It's different. The machlekes is in Chassidus Rambam Vov explains that the machlekes is as follows: when you take ownership, what's pshat? Is it a very chitzoinizig thing? And the whole purpose, all the tait is kinyan. What's the idea of a kinyan? Is the idea of a kinyan to show the world that I'm balabas? But the item itself makes absolutely no difference who the balabas is. The item hasn't changed. It's a very chitzoinizig shitchizig thing. And the purpose of a kinyan, and the tait tells you which kinyan to make, is purely to show the world that I'm the balabas. By lifting it, I'm the balabas. Shlepping the balabas. Is that pshat? Or the pshat is that when you own something, there's actually something metaphysical happening, a connection between you and that object. But the Torah says, how does that happen? How can two different entities have a shaykh with each other? The Torah, this is the methodology. You know how you have the etzem shaykhis? By doing hagbah, mashikha, not just that because you're balbas, but now the thing itself belongs to you. The etzem of the thing belongs to you. And that explains the Isha Niknas v'shloisha drachim. It's not a kinyan of ownership. That's a wrong pshat. The pshat is, the Torah says, how does two things have a connection? The Torah says, the only way that two things can have a connection is every single thing different ways. By Isha, these are the three ways you make that connection. People who touch ownership, then they have all these problems they have today in the modern world. It has nothing to do with ownership. It has to do with how do you make a connection between two disparate things. Okay, and that's the machlekes in Shush Mishanana.
Yeah, but you still have the thing with an avid. And when you couldn't have an avid, you have to kin into when you couldn't have a wife.
But again, you own the Eved Gufa Kanaloi. Eved is exactly like that. Why is Eved in the Gemara of Kedushin? Forget about ownership. The purpose of the Kenyan, the Tetzah is ownership by in those things. But the purpose of the Kenyan is to make Eved Gufa Kanaloi, so that connection. And the Tetzah is over there ownership, and my wife is ownership. It's irrelevant ownership, unrelated. Totally wrong shot, and that's why I have all these problems in the world today. Anyway, okay, let's analyze this. But I, Omar, we said, "Shor lo becheskes tam b'shemir." Thought it was a tam b'nim tzemu. Turned out to be mu'ed. Bailim mishalmin chati nezek. The bailim pay half a nezek, and the shoyel chati nezek, and the shoyel pays half a nezek. M'chayda, the shoyel has a taina. You didn't tell me it's a mu'ed or a mu'ed. I've been more careful. V'may lemele tura shili adyele shili. I wanted to borrow a cow, not a lion. If I would have known it was a mu'ed, I never would have taken it. Why should I be responsible at all? What's the svara? Amar Rav, hocha my skin. You didn't tell. You deceived me. I shouldn't even have to pay a tam because I never expected the animal to gore at all. Because if I don't know it was a mu'ed, I'd be careful. If it was a regular animal, so I didn't take care of it. And it turned out to be your animal's a wild, vicious animal. Why should I pay that tam part? But my shmin would have been good enough. It would have been good enough. My shmin would have been good enough. I didn't know that.
The alipa you have.
But I should have it all because your animal is wild. That means my Shemitah was. I used to look every 20 minutes because a normal animal is enough. Every hour. I didn't look every 5 minutes because if I would have known it's a wild animal, I would have. I didn't do it. It's your fault. Amarav, you're right. I would have been putted completely. You know what I'm talking about here? I heard already you damaged once before. So don't use an excuse that you thought it was a very tame animal, you didn't have to look at all. You knew that it damaged, you didn't know it was a mu'ud, but you knew it was damaged, so as a tam, you chayiv. In other words, according to Rav, if you didn't even know that, you'd be totally putted, because the animal doesn't behave like an ordinary domesticated animal. So go home and be responsible.
So does that mean that if he gets told that this is a tam?
Yeah, then he's totally high.
The amount of
he'd be more vigilant.
More vigilant than a stomach animal.
100%. 100%. Naturally. Lady Mother said, why can the master say to him, who cares? The name of Lady Tam, Sheili, Muid, Lady Sheila. Sorry, let the show still say, so what if I knew it was a Tam? Oh, I knew it was a Tam. And therefore, why should I pay it all? Tam, Sheili, Muid, Lady Sheila. I never wanted to borrow Muid. So now he comes in what you say, Mishnah, save, eat tam haba, palm. Okay, let's take it as a tam. And you knew that it gored before, so you have to be more vigilant. And you would have had to pay half, so you're still paying half. What's the tightness? Hashanamizil showing Paul Ganiska. You pay half, and that's all you're paying. And don't tell me you would have been more vigilant because you knew the animal gored before, so you should have been more careful anyway. So you got the name Malay, let the shayo still say, E tam have had it been a tam, Mishtala Megrufa, had it been a tam, you would pay from the animal itself. And now that it's a mu'ud, you gotta pay from the assets. So he says, Mishnah Malay, the Mashal says to him, save. What do you mean? You think that you get away with saying you pay from the animal and you'll be putzed? No, you wouldn't, because if the animal, let's say, would have been a tam, not a mu'ud, and the animal would cause damage, you would have to pay, right? And let's say Megrufa, I would lose the animal. But you're the shema, you would have to reimburse me and pay me back a full animal. So it's a chiluk. You still have to pay me a full animal. But Tosha says, if the damage of the damage was worth more than the animal was, you wouldn't have to pay because at the end of the day, it's still a tam and megufa mishalom. So he doesn't have to pay more than he would have to pay had it been a tam. Had it been a tam, and the animal did $500 worth of damage, which is $250 and a half, and his animal went worth $100. How much would he have to pay? Only $100. So therefore, even though the tamachas, he doesn't megufay. So then he only pays. You don't pay more than what the value of the animal is. He would give them cash of $100. But now you pay you because it's a mu'ud. You're paying the full $500. I'm not responsible more than $100. So if at lap to the boy, you have to make out the name of let the show. Can you say right on top of the page, first word of the next page. Im tam have no the shoyl, it's right. He says to him, Im tam have, if the animal would have been a tam, the shoyl so says I should go exam. You know why? I have aitis. My dinner could a tam, remember if you hold the palganiska kunasa, I could have gone to Bezin, admitted that my animal caused damage, and Maidi Bekanas, but even if Aiden come afterwards according to that opinion, Maidi Bekanas Bakaway, but I could have got out of paying anything. But now because of the mood, I have no way out. Itam have maidina would have been maid umaftina I would have been potter. But feel my dog palganiska maina name they could have said, Itam have my rikna lil agma, I could have hidden my animal in some swamp. Now I have no way out because the mood. Who cares where the animal is? Could we go straight to the state? Takes has a problem with this thing, I don't understand. What kind of thing is? I could have done the wrong thing. I could have hidden my animal. What kind of question is that? What kind of argument is that? No, it's not a migui. Migui is if I could have lied and said something. It's not about lying. Because I hid the animal and wouldn't be able to get paid. Because at the time, you only get paid from the animal, right? Go find the animal. So it's like, will you be a ganif? What kind of thing is that? I could have been a ganif. That's not a taina to say that. Therefore, I shouldn't have to pay. Tezis says that if you learn like Rabbi Shmuel, that all it is a chayiv, not that the kumshutim is a chayiv, then I could have killed the animal or destroyed the animal, and then we learned before, you're a mazik shibudish al chaveda, you're a grom and a grom is potter. So therefore, that's what he's saying here. I could have done that, and I would have been potter and not pay anything at all. And hit the animal, so on. Yeah. So Tezis said, but according to Rabbi Kiva, it's like this. I could have hidden the animal, then gone to the nidin and said, hey, you go find the animal and get paid. You did $100 of damage? Take $50 cash right now and you go away. I could have negotiated. You took away my ability, my leverage. I have nothing to negotiate with. I would never have hidden the animal, but I could have threatened that I would have hidden the animal. And that's a good negotiation. So Tayyip says, you're allowed to negotiate with terrible things as long as you don't do them. Interesting. So anyway, right, we're talking about, you know why the Shoyl can't even have these arguments. Before he had a chance to do anything, the Bezin came in and seized the animal. So what tiny can the Shoyl have now? Oh, I could have hidden the animal, you couldn't. I could have been Maidan, you couldn't. The Bezin already was there. It's all over. Yeah.
Does that mean the
According to one who holds a Maidan with Knas, according to one who holds a Kalkinosa, and one who holds a Maidan with Knas, Vakabay and Mepata, yes, 100%. 100%. 100%. 1,000%. According to those two mandongs, yeah. If you go one another, yeah. So the mother, if so, Bailim, the owner, is a main Misham Chatzinezek. So why doesn't the owner say, you want me to pay the other half of Nezek as a Muid? Let him say to the Shoyel, Neymalay, Atasila Turai Biyada. You allow the Bezin to seize my animal, Mandalay Matsina, Lishtuyadina Bahade. I cannot take them to court because they're the Bezin itself. You allow the animal to be taken. So therefore, you're responsible now for the full animal. You took an animal from me. Where's my animal? And the fact that Bezin sees it, you allowed it to happen. So he says, Tayyip says, talking about a case that he damaged once and then another time. So therefore, after the other time he damaged, you should have been more careful. So it's like you allowed the Bezin to take it. Shadamblay, the Shoyl says, let me ask you a question. If I would have returned the animal to you, they would have taken the animal from you anyway. So therefore, what do you have time to say? It's the Bezin. I didn't do it. The Bezin came in and took it. It's the animal. So therefore, I did nothing wrong. The name Malay, so let the owner of the animal say, no. If you return to me the animal, then the animal would have caused damage. I would have been hid them in the swamp. They couldn't find the animal. Shunam Malay says to him, Saif, Saif. So the Shoyl says to finally, Saif, so ultimately, Lav ma'aliyah have a mishtalma. It's a muid. Who cares what's going to help if you hide the animal? They take from your assets anyway. So therefore, there's nothing we could have done, and that's why you pay your half. Says the Gemara, this all makes sense. He tells the owner, you wouldn't have gained anything by hiding your animal because the owner has assets, so we'd have gone to the assets. But the owner has no assets, we would Bezin have gone and collected the money from the animal itself. So the owner can say, look, if I would have, you allowed the Bezin to seize the animal, if it would have been me, if you'd have given me back the animal straight away after damage, I could have hidden the animal, and Bezin would never get paid. You're right, I owe you an animal. But also, you owe the Nizik, because your animal caused damage to the Nizik. And we have a concept called Shibudu the Rav Nosson. If I owe Reuven money, and Reuven owes Shimon money, you can pay the money directly to Shimon. So therefore, you're right, I owe you an animal, but you owe an animal to the Nizik. So therefore, I allowed the Bezin to take it, because he went to the Nizik. Leheich mit Rab Nosson, for other person based on Rab Nosson's din. What's the Maisha? The Tanya we learned. Rab Nosson says, Menayin, how do you know? Noisha bechaved money, you owe your friend, you borrowed money to your friend. Bechaved chaved, Menayin, she might see Mizev, and Noisha says, I know you're taking the last person to go to the first person. I'm Loimer. The Nosson, you should give it, Lashad Oshim Loi, to the person. You should, you know, if you stole from somebody, you swore false, whatever it is, you got to give back. You got to give back the thing with plus a fifth. And it says, Vinosh, give it Lashad Oshim Loi to the guy that you're guilty to. Obviously, you got to give it to the guy that you're owed to. Who else would you give it to? So to teach you the ultimate guy that owes, that if you owe somebody and that somebody owes somebody else, you give it to the ultimate guy. This Gemara here that Rosh Hashanah learned a whole bunch of halachas from, because if you learn just Rav Nosson's verse, it sounds like Maitzian means that that only that Levi goes to the Teda, and Levi says to Shimon, owe me, and Shimon can't pay, so then the Bezin will say, go to Reuven and collect Reuven. Maitzian sounds like that the Bezin is the one who's intervening over here and getting Reuven to pay the Levi. From this Gemara here, we're saying, the Shemir, Reuven, says to Shimon, the Mashil, you are mine to Levi, I'm giving it to Levi. No Bezin came in. I don't need your permission. I can go. That's a very big chiddush. That's what it comes from this Gemara. And a whole bunch of other dinim we learned from this Gemara. That sounds from this Gemara also. When does Shibud HaMoslem work? Only when Shimon has no means of paying Levi. What's Gemara say? Shimon has no assets. Then we say, oh, but Reuven has no assets. So Shimon says, whatever it is. The Mashil has no assets. So the Shoyl says, okay, I got to give him Shibud HaMoslem.
Why do you wait till the mashal has, and the mashal did have assets? He can still say the same argument. Shibudam nasan. So some, not everybody agrees. Some of them want to say that, no, you know when you can use shibudam nasan? Only when there's no breda. When the middle guy has no other way of paying the last guy, then the first guy says, okay, here, Levi, take the money. But if Shimon could have paid some other way, Reuben has no right to say, I'm going to pay directly to Levi. Because he's right here. Others say it's not a raya for me, because the Gemara was exhausting all the possibilities, you know, going with Mahalach. When you exhaust that, we go to introduce a whole new thing out of left field. Is that what you're saying? You see, he has a house, he has a own. I mean, you can do today very easy. You can go do a search and find out what the guy owns. If there's a mortgage on, not a mortgage on it. Okay, bye. Says
the early things of this discussion, it sounded as though.
Remember, the marshal deceived the shoyel. Okay. Talking about the case, talking about that's deceiving, because when you give something, you got to tell them everything about it.
What it's saying is that if he tells him there's a tam, right? Therefore, you're increasing the expectation of what the shoyel has to do in relation.
Exactly. So shoyel's chayv, that's a tam.
Okay. So, but by the same token, we don't increase the expectation of the owner to do differently with the animal during the first three times that he calls. He pays chatzin nezek, and that's it. We're not saying to him, well, the first time is chatzin nezek, this next time it's another extra, right? Because you didn't look after when you knew it became a time. What I'm saying is, we're not putting extra responsibility on the owner.
What extra responsibility is here? We're just telling the guy here, you saying he never knew the animal ever good before, so therefore.
I'm not talking about when, I'm talking about when it's a time. When it's a time, I'm trying to say that it's a time. It should be no difference to the show whether he knew that it was good, because if it's a time, then
so even according to you, Shoyle, you have this argument that this, that you know, even as a time, I didn't know anything about this animal, so we're saying he didn't know something. If Itaki didn't know the animal ever good before, then he can maybe argue, and you never told me that he good before, maybe then he can argue that I would have been more careful. And you when you lend me something, you have a responsibility to tell me everything about it. So I should be able to do care and proper care. You didn't give me the instructions. I can argue that. It's a valid tiny.
And if you say, well, listen, this animal is gored twice, it's against an animal that's gored once, is there a difference?
Once it's gored, it's gored. But it's like you lend somebody a car. If you don't tell them the problems of the car and then it breaks down because you should have put oil, even though normally it takes every 6 months, but this car, whatever it is, needs oil every 2 months, you don't tell me, I'm not responsible. Because you should have told me. It's your responsibility to tell me the things that go wrong with this thing. Okay, right. Next part of the Brayso was who the Beis Shoyel. Let's say we're in the house of the Shoyel, the Hechaziroi le Bailim, and eventually he returned back to Bailim. Bailim Mishal Mechatzin Nezek, and the Shoyel Potim. The Shoyel is not responsible any further. Now, why does it revert back to Tam? Sefer comes out. The Shus Mishana, it comes out. The Chayde Svari is because the change of Shuyis, it goes back to the original state. How come the Reisha we said it was a Muad by the owner when it was transferred to the Shoyel the Shus? We say it's still a Muad. L'chayla, the taka should be, it should become a tam. If it's shus mishana one way, why does it mishana the other way? Om Rabbi Yechon, Tavra, you are right. Or Tavra can mean either break this, or Tavra means you're right. Misha shanazu, le shanazu. We're going to have to say that the two different authors in the Braisa. The first part of the Braisa holds that even though it changes shuyas of ownership, it retains its original status. So if it was a mu'ud, it remains a mu'ud. And the other tam knows, no, it doesn't. Rabba Marabba says, Medereisha reshus ein a mishana, sefer nami reshus ein a mishana. Rabba says, no, it can be. Now we're going to have two answers anymore. Rabba says, since the Reish is clear that it was a Muad by the Mashal, retains that Muad even though it goes to the Shoyel. In other words, this entire Mishnah holds that the Rishuyas have no impact at all on the status of the animal. No, so what's Pshat in the Sefer? Sefer Nami Rishus Eni Mishana. So how come if it became a Muad and then the Rishus of the Shoyel, when it goes back to the Mashal, it reverts back to Tam? But Sefer Hain Taimi, you know why? Mishnah Amalei, Lav Kol Keminach, the Ma'el Tura, you had no right to turn my animal into a Muad. In other words, it wasn't your animal. You didn't take care proper. I take good care of my animals. They'll never behave this way. So why should I become responsible because he was negligent and derelict in his duties that you turned my animal to mood? And therefore, when he goes back, he has the right to say that. Rapapa says, mid the sefer, reshus mishana. Rapapa says, because the end of the braise, we see clearly that even though it was a muad by the shayil, when it goes back to the mashil, it reverts back to a tam. So we see that what? Reshus is mishana. Operation. So therefore, you have to say that reshus, nami reshus mishana. Nusa, how come when the mashil gives to the shayil and it started out being a muad, remains a muad? You know why? Because the shayim is representing the bailim. So wherever it is sitting in the shayim's house, as if it's still sitting by the bailim. So therefore, it never left the reshus. When do we say the reshus mishana? When it actually left the reshus? Here, it never left the reshus. Tells you what about it. It says in the Mishnah Shoyt, it's in if one of these trained bull fights, you know, you train an animal to be in a bull fight against other animals, some even against other people. Then if the animal kills, you don't put the animal to you don't put the animal to death, because the animal didn't kill spontaneously, didn't go into frenzy. You trained it.
So you're responsible.
In a way, you're responsible. You trained it, so you can't say the animal's a berserk. No, he's following instructions. Can you use this animal on the Mizbeach or not? Because it killed another animal. Because it was trained, it's not really a bad animal, so therefore it's kosher to use even on the Mizbeach. Shmuel says possible. Says the Gemara, Rav Amar Kosher, why honest? The animal was an honest. You trained it this way. What do you want from the animal? Shmuel Apostle, the fact is that he never by Aveda. It killed a human being. It didn't Aveda, even though it's not the animal's fault. How can you put it on Mizbeach? Says the Gemara, right? Meitzel has a question. It says in the pasuk in the beginning of the word Vayikra, it says that Adam Yaakov became carbon. It says min habehem. What do you mean? Not all the animals can you use. Only some of the animals. Which ones can't you use? Lahoitzi es hareveya v'esaniba. If an animal had a relationship with a woman, or if a man had a relationship with an animal, or whatever. In these two cases, you cannot use that animal in Mizbech. It's an unverdikite. It's an abomination. Mean habaka, not all the cattle. Lahoitzi es haneved. If it was served by the zora, used for avodah zora. Mean had train from the sheep to teach you in the next chiddush lahoitz a muktzi. Even just set aside for avodah zora, not all the sheep because it cannot be used. U mean had train from the it says from the sheep. What? It says u mean had train. What do you mean the vav? It says u mean had train. What does the vav teach you? Lahoitzi es hanoygeach. If an animal gores, you cannot use it on the mizbech. You can't do that. So what's the kasha here? So maybe it was only beratzen. Everyone agrees that if you willingly can use bear the shayla is if it was a trained animal. The punishment for an animal that's revei or an animal geach is the same thing. You put the animal to death. So if we ran off the tail that revei cannot be used on mizbeach, lama nema negeach, what do you negeach for? V'im nema negeach, lama nema revei. V'pnei sheyesh b'revei ha-shem negeach. There are aspects, cases of negeach, of revei, which is chayv, you don't find negeach. So you would have thought negeach maybe is not included in the isa mizbeach. And v'yesh b'negeach, she'em b'revei. What is that? Revei, by a revei, oyse, but on oynes keratzen. We don't care if the animal did it deliberately or not. The animal is put to death. So therefore, very strict. But negeach lo yaseh ba'einus keratzon. Negeach only if the animal did it willingly. But the animal did not do it willingly, then the animal does not get put to death. And therefore, maybe even if the animal did it willingly, you can use him as bad because the animal itself is weak. So what does he clear from here? That a negeach, if it did it ba'einus, is potter. Is a raya? Is kosher? Is that mizbeach? Is a raya to rab and a kasha shmul? Negeach mishal kofer revei mishal kofer. But on the other hand, negeach has a chumra. If it only says negeach, negeach pays kofer. If you kill another person, you pay kofer. A reveya doesn't pay kaifa for that veda that did. You don't need a kapara. So maybe the reveya, you could use them as bech. And when the Gemara soon explain. Lefich, therefore, who took leim a reveya, who took leim a reveya, both. Tony, what does he claim from me? A reveya also by oinish keratzen. By reveya, we say oinish and rotzen is treated the same. Oben negech, lawyers by oinish keratzen. Now, lemay hechasen, in what respect are we talking about? Lav le carbon, we're talking about that what? That it could be used, that why we would have thought that a negech can be brought up as a carbon. Why? Because since be'einus, you can bring it up as a carbon, so maybe even a tech, you can bring it as a carbon. So what is he clear from here? That an oinus by negech, what's an oinus by negech? For example, that he was trained to be a killer, you could use it on mizbech. Zaraya turav, akash ha-shmul. Says, no, it means being put to death. An oinus by negech will not be put to death. But of course he cannot use it on a mizbech. But that's what we're saying. It's just we would have thought, Kamash along, that when can you use Mizbeach? Not only when you put it death, but even when it was an oinus, and even though we don't put it death, do not put it on Mizbeach. How can that make sense? If we're talking about the carbon, and what do you tell me? That we would have thought that it'd be that by a carbon, that maybe, that since an oinus is mutter for a carbon. Maybe a rotz is also mutter. Who told you an oinus is mutter carbon? Lo yaseh ba'einik rotzen. We did. You don't make oinik rotzen. Lav oinus adeksiv. Lav rotzen adeksiv. Where's the Torah to say that an oinus of an negech is mutter? You're saying that by that if you talk about carbon, we would have thought that by carbon, since you could use an oinus, maybe even a rotzen you can use. Who said? Where's the Torah to make a distinction between oinus and rotzen when it comes to carbon? That you make this assumption that since oinus you could use like shmul rotzen also. Is an ayah with a lav ketala. We're talking about ketala. We're not talking about carbon at all. Because by carbon taki you could use. You could use an oinus. We're talking about a rotzen. And a rotzen, since he gets killed, he shouldn't use it for carbon. Amma, you just said, negech, mashalim is a kofer. Negech paid kofer to the victim, but the reveh ain't mashalim is a kofer. Hey, chidam, what are you talking about?
Elema the Rava the Kotla. If we're talking, where does Kaifa Kaifa only comes in if you kill someone? Where is it killing someone by Reveya? Animal bestiality. Where do you find the death of it? Elema the Rava the Kotla. The animal, it was the bestiality, and the animal killed her, I guess, was on top of her and crushed her, whatever it is. The Mali Kotla, the kind of Mali Kotla, the Veya. Why Taki shouldn't be Kaifa? What's the Chilk? How the animal killed? He killed, and it should be Chayf. El the Rav of a light kotla. Navas, there was a Rabia here, but there was no killing. No. Hide the Mishalam Kaifa. You know why there's no Kaifa? Because like kotla. Kaifa is purely pidyon nafsha if you kill somebody. And there's nobody got killed. Why? What kind of Kaifa? It's not a weakness in the Aveda of Rabia. There is no such payment as Kaifa if there's no death involved. Amar Rabbi says, interesting. La'ilam the Rav of a light kotla. Talk about Rav. And nobody died. So what do you mean, if nobody died, why should you even think this kaifa? You know why? Because what's the bezing and the paskin of the two witnesses over here? What do you do to the woman? You kill her. So we would have thought, since the animal caused to kill a woman, let's treat as if you kill an innocent person, and let's make the animal pay kaifa. Come on. Well, you don't. That's a weakness right here. Dasul beidina, we bring her to a bezdin, the kotlo, we kill her. Ma would have I would have thought, command the kotlo domi, as if the animal, the owner of the animal, killed her. And so Tais already says here, okay. Kamashla, Rava says, La'elam, the Rava Kotla. No, let's go back to the original answer. The animal actually killed her. If the animal killed her, why taka shouldn't you be kaifer? Kokashla, Mali Kotla, Bekernai, Mali Kotla, I disagree with you, Abai. You asked what's a chilik. Keren Kavanosi Lahazik. Hai Kavanosi Lanos Atzmehu. Rava comes with a chidish. The only time you pay kaifer is if it was deliberate, you intended to kill. When the animal gores. But if the animal killed someone through regal, someone through Shen, there's no kaifer. Abai says, no, Abai holds that if the animal killed anyway, I don't care how you do it. You're always chayiv. If the animal kills, you're chayiv. But over here, there's no kaifer, even though the bezdin, because of the animal, the bezdin is going to kill the woman, and the animal doesn't pick kaifer. What's a chilk in Rav and Abai? Very simple. The regel should dorsa gabe tinuk b'chatzar ha-nizik. Regel, you're only responsible in the chatzar of the nizik. The regel trampled on a kid in the chatzar of the nizik. According to Abai, you still pick kaifer. I don't care which way the animal killed. The animal killed, you'll pick kaifer. The Rav le mishal kaifer. Tanya Kavosa the Rabbi, learned like Rav Taka, the animal could be used in Mizbeach if it was trained and it's not his fault. Shaira Itzadin Eina Chayev Misa, you don't have to kill this animal. The Kosha the Gab Mizbeach, you could use it on the Mizbeach. You know why? The Pneisha Hu Kimuusa. It's as if it was forced into the situation. If you train someone to be bad, then the person like an honest. It's the whole psychology to it.